This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, thank you, Jesse Rogers and Chuck Garfine. Thank you, Danny. Welcome back. Good to have you back. J.R. Miller off this week. Hoodie and I back 7 a.m. tomorrow. And Crosstalk is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Harness racing back at Hawthorne Racecourse with betting action every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night under the lights at 7. You can bet outside. They got the Points Bet Sportsbook. All your details, everything you need to know. The 411 is at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
Carm. Is Yurko here today?
He's here. I don't know
Carm
where he is.
Carm and Yurko. Pop, 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 pop. What's up, fella?
What's up? Yeah, one singular. He'll be here. There he is.
What's
There's
up, fella?
There's the handsome right-hander.
That's
coming.
A sweet hoodie you're wearing today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A bunch of these? Yeah, I got a couple of hoodies, yeah.
He doesn't recognize this one.
I love a good hoodie.
He doesn't recognize this one, though.
Oh, he does.
He's wearing his Cubs hoodie.
So over the... I don't have a Cubs hoodie.
Stop.
Again. All right.
It's not even Cubs blue.
I've been working with... Have you listened to the show today?
Cubs blue.
You listen to this guy today? I mean, working with John Cass. It's unbelievable.
John Cass.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's completely political today.
Very political. Like,
my God. I didn't know there was an opening at LS,
yeah,
apparently.
Oh, yeah. There is, yeah. The Tribune, too, from what I hear.
Every place yeah. Rush, you know?
He is Rush. He's Cap Rush today.
Exactly.
Miss Lightfoot has... Yeah. Like, what?
This
what are you
Lauren
talking
Lightfoot.
About? What about the Cubs and Sox, for God's sake?
Got a shot at Tom Tunney.
Shout out to Tom Tunney. Well, you got to get a shot at Tom Tunney. Yes.
How about that? It's not even you this time, Eric.
You.
Yeah, right.
You had to know the Sox were going to have a rough week.
Oh, thanks.
All
thanks
right,
a lot.
Right,
thank you.
All right.
I'll keep it to sports.
They were due for one. It's all right. They were due.
Hey, Johnny Sports has come in. He's got some.
We've had it. I just need to keep the Cubs within closing distance of your Chicago White Sox.
Right.
They're not in the same division, but I've got a big wager out there.
Yeah, Yurko does.
Big wager.
He doesn't wager on humans often, but he's got one on this
got one going
season.
Now only because I spotted 12 games.
Correct.
Currently, the White Sox are up 3.
Yeah. You're in
up
good shape,
three,
kid.
Which means I'm still feeling pretty good about myself.
I would.
I was at the game Friday night with my wife. Had a great time. The Cubs game.
Cubs game Friday night.
We're sitting there. It's like the second inning.
Blowout.
They're winning 1-0. Jock Peterson hit 2 that night. And my wife turns. She goes, this Davies doesn't have it tonight. Mm. I'm like, oh, would you stop?
She was right.
She said, get somebody up now. Okay, they're hanging in. They're hanging in. It's the 4th inning. He walks a guy. I'm telling you, he doesn't have it. Go to the bullpen. I'm like, Mindy, you can't burn through your bullpen like that. Another walk. I'm like, stop. I'll go sit with our friends down there. I can't listen to this. Like, she got a couple drinks in there. She's out of her mind.
Oh.
And
you're all cocktailed up.
Oh. Yes, she was.
Sounds like somebody knew what was going on, though.
And now there's 2 outs. Adam Duvall is up. And she said, this guy has how many home runs? Like 12 or 14 at that point. I said, he's hitting 219. Relax. Just take this. Freaking guy hits a grand slam. Cat who ate the canary sitting there. I told you.
She should be in the dugout instead of Tommy Hotovy, I guess. Or David Ross.
I was like, you got to be kidding.
She gets the boast on that one.
Couldn't believe it.
Well, there you go.
Carm, you checked out my Instagram, right, from the weekend?
It looks like you had a hell of a party this weekend, my friend.
I had it was at Cousin Pat's in Chicago, and there was people that came all over the country for the Juneteenth party.
I mean, food and drink and dancing, it looked incredible.
It was crazy. So from Virginia, from Columbus, Ohio, from Florida, they all came in for this party, right?
Yeah.
Everything was going smooth. I remember everything that happened until this came out. The Michigan Saskatoon, which would be moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine.
From Virginia.
Straight up moonshine. So, Michigan Saskatoon from Virginia. Go figure.
So, of course. So I'm thinking, there's Tito's, which I brought. They said, bring your own bottle. We got the food. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Bring a little Tito's, bring a little Crown.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, this pops up on the table.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you want a shot? Pat says, you want a shot? I was like, yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Was not prepared for that.
It'll put a little hair on your chest.
A little joke.
Just young, raw.
What is the taste like, Jonathan?
Tastes like alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
There's no flavor to it whatsoever.
Now, sometimes they do. They'll add flavorings and...
Carm.
They add sugar. Like, there's nothing regulating, like, what they can and can't add to moonshine. They could put sugar in it to sweeten it. They could add flavorings, Sometimes if it's straight moonshine, it's just... That's right off the still, baby.
It has been a while, right? Again, I have family from Arkansas that would get it from the still.
Yeah.
When I, you know, when I was younger, but this one here bottled up and just like when I took a shot, I was just like, you can see people start falling out into the lawn.
Yeah.
People like left and right falling out after taking a shot, falling into the lawn.
When that stuff comes off the still, it's probably about 140 proof. You know, about 70% alcohol, probably.
Yeah.
And it might even say on the label what it specifically is, but. You know, a lot of times it comes off the still, and that's what it is, baby.
Now this is a is a Saturday in the midday while it's hot. We're outside.
Yeah, and so Saturday was hot,
and we're taking shots, and it's like, oh my god, right? So I should have known.
Oh,
I didn't see the bottle. She's like, you have a shot because it looked clear. I'm like, oh, it's not that bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until she reveals the, it's moonshine I brought in from Virginia.
Nice ethanol.
They're driving it up from Virginia.
I love how they're driving it from Virginia. I love it.
Like, so I don't know if this qualifies for a Whiskey Wednesday for the future.
We could technically do a moonshine.
We don't have a declaration statement as far as what the proof is.
No, there's not one on there.
No, there's not.
I bet it's hot.
Oh my
Mix,
God.
Drink, repeat as necessary.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Yes.
So
when the moonshine comes out.
So just put in your just regular rubbing alcohol and that's it, and just take a shot of it.
And it says old time drinking vinegar.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what it says on there. Oh.
Back from about the 1890s.
Did you have a second one?
No. No.
The amazing thing is.
Oh my God.
When bourbon whiskey comes off that still, it's same color. White, right? White dog, baby. Right in the barrel. Jeez. That's where the magic happens.
A staple of native peoples, these berries were used for traditional and medicinal purposes, growing well in cool climates.
Yeah, I love it. Who knows what they're making? I don't even know what they're using.
Berries.
They're using berries, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, almost like a homemade gin. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Using berries.
I mean, it's a great time, and then all of a sudden it gets hot, and then it gets even hotter with this.
Oh. It looked like a party, though. I will say that.
I wouldn't handle that well.
Good stuff on Insta all weekend.
I would not handle that.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's good for a game 7, though, I'll tell you.
Did you guys also hear the Supreme Court this morning rule that they are going to support players getting compensated in college athletics?
Is this part of the Ed O'Bannon thing still, right?
I believe so.
All the way to the Supreme Court?
Decision notes that actually intercollegiate athletes started getting paid in 1852 when they had a boat race between Harvard and Yale students, and the competitors got an all-expense-paid vacation and unlimited alcohol.
No, there you see? It all goes back to the alcohol, especially back in 1852.
That's right.
How about that?
There you go.
What do you remember about 1852, Cap? About you were there. What was that like?
What was that race down the Charles River like?
It was cool. We had really good, you know, nice press credential, got you a free meal, the whole deal.
Were you saying take that back in 1850?
Yeah, I was, Randy.
Yes. And did you tell the Dirk story in 1852?
Take it that. Funny, Merck. That was good.
You know what, Merck?
Take it that.
He had a hat that said press on the side there. It said press.
He had to wear a suit all the time.
Exactly.
Suit and tie.
His radio partner back then had a hat also that says pull. It's a Three Stooges joke.
Yeah, I remember. I was going to do it, and I'm like, I'll let him have it. I was sitting at the game Friday night.
Yeah.
This guy turns to me and goes, excuse me, do you know Randy Merkin?
No, you should have said no. Who?
Who?
Don't claim him.
Who?
Do you know Randy Merkin?
Randy Merkin.
Well, if he knew you were David Kaplan, of course, you know, why ask? He's going to know that you know
Randy
Merkin.
I was going to say to him, hey, Manu, that was his name, Manu.
Manu.
He went to high school. He went to school with Merkin.
Yeah.
Manu? Do you know Randy Merkin?
Kacker.
Well, if you actually are asking me, you
probably know.
He's a big-time dentist Beverly Hills.
Big-time dentist.
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Did you work on big-time teeth?
Talking about the South Side.
I guess so.
You're talking about Beverly.
Oh, yeah, talking about Beverly.
Around 95th.
You're talking about the hills of Beverly?
Beverly Hills, California.
Wow. I mean, that's like...
Not the South Side, Randy?
No,
not 95th?
Maybe you meant like Beverly Country Club.
No.
Oh, right, Jared, about 111th.
Oh, a wonderful spot.
That's big time, man.
Next to Mount Greenwood?
Right next to Mount Greenwood.
Very good.
Good times.
Got Yerk Magellan next to me here.
That's it. That's where I go to Dakota's, man. Dakota's, seafood joint.
The seafood place.
What's the name of the place, B? Dakota's.
Dakota's. I can eat it with my shoe.
It's Dakota's. That place is great.
It's Dakota's.
Put it on your shoe and eat it.
That's right.
Yeah.
The jardiniere, you put it on your shoe. You put it on your shoe and eat it.
That's so good.
Go ahead, Cap. What else you have?
I just want to make sure everyone knows you can now get us at Crystal Clear FM.
How about that?
And the HD channel 100.3 HD2. So you can get us on the app, the ESPN Chicago app for iPhone or Android. You can get us on twitch.tv/ESPN 1000 Chicago.
of course, AM 1000, and now in crystal clear FM, that would be 100.3 HD2.
So many options, huh? How about that? Chris, you could be in the city now. You could be in the loop, yep. And you can listen to us crystal clear.
There is the key right there.
Crystal clear.
And a lot bassy. A lot more bassy.
How about it, man?
A lot more bass on 100.3.
I can't believe it's been around for 20 years. We're just getting around to it. All right.
Yeah.
It's time to rock and roll. It's about time.
Pretty cool, huh?
Chuck Garfine convinced me that the elixir to the Sox problems is Pittsburgh.
I think he might be right. Yeah. Pittsburgh did the Sox a favor anyway over the weekend, taking 2 or 3 from the Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah, a day off today, regroup a little bit and go try to beat up on Pittsburgh. That was ugly. Like, it happens. Even very, very good teams are going to maybe lose 4 in a row at some point in the season.
I think the Sox also are off Thursday. They got 2 days off
this
week.
Boy, that's huge. Is that right? Yeah, that's kind of
nice. Which is really good for your bullpen.
Absolutely.
Just let the arms relax a
little
bit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Longest losing streak of the season. Even good teams are going to have a series like that, and they had a bad one. Let's face it.
And you know that Tony and Dusty, they ain't on the same page.
No.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other?
No.
Well, it looks like you gave up in the series. You put Goodwin in the cleanup role. How about that, Carm?
Well,
cleanup.
Part of it is also like when the Yankee series happened, right? They got swept in 3 at the Bronx. Yeah. And you know, sometimes you get in these series against teams like the Yankees or Houston, and you have no Eloy, you have no Luis Robert, you've lost Madrigal, who was kind of a steady at bat for you at the bottom of the order. No Wheaton. I mean, like, you're gonna struggle. You're playing the best offense in baseball. You're playing one of the best teams in baseball. And if you can't, like, in a game go blow for blow with them, like, you're going to have some ugly series like that while they're this beat up. That's a reality. I'm not panicking or overreacting or too worried about it. But you're right, Hoodie. I mean, that sometimes will just show you, like, how decimated by injury their lineup truly is.
And yeah, that's why Tony said after the game, they go, what was with the Goodwin thing? He goes, hadn't worked all weekend. I figured I'd try something else.
I mean, right? You know, like, all right, we're struggling right now. T.A. had a bad weekend up at the top of the order.
Yeah.
You know, Mankata looked maybe a little bit slow just coming back. You've got 3 key pieces in your lineup that are out. Like, yeah, try something else because we basically got our butts kicked all weekend. It happens. But hopefully the Pirates are the exact elixir that they need. I think you're right. And other than Rodon's performance, they didn't pitch it particularly well. It was just one of those bad weekends
for
them.
Well, he's having a hell of a year. I remember Hoodie and I having the discussion, like, who is the X factor for this team? We talked about Cease and Rodon. And Cease still is kind of questionable.
Mine was Rodon. The road splits are not good for Dylan Cease.
No.
I will say that. That's not a good trend.
You didn't know what you were going to have with Kopech, you know?
Right.
Kopech was your wild card.
Yeah.
And he's still your wild card because you still don't know what he's capable of.
The Sox are off today and Thursday. That's good.
How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
They need a rest.
Yeah, they need a little bit of a rest.
Yeah.
And then they come home for the Mariners. And
they need a rest.
Twins after. And they'll be at full capacity. Go ahead and make your jokes. You can if you want. But technically, they will be allowed to have full capacity when they come back home this week.
How about Wander Franco coming up?
I know Wander's coming up.
I know you'll be there.
I don't know if I'm going to be there in this homestand. I'll try to get. I've been to a couple games already. I don't know that I'm going. I can't go this weekend.
Melo will be there.
I don't know that he is. I have no clue.
How can't you go this weekend?
Because my son's got a baseball tournament this weekend. And there's just no way.
Life gets in the way, doesn't
it? It does a little bit, but that's okay.
By the way, shocking news. The Cubs are on Sunday Night Baseball again this week.
Shocking.
I mean, it's like...
Is who?
The Dodger.
Don't be bitter.
Oh, God.
I'm not bitter. I'm fine. I'm not.
Sox fans, don't be bitter.
I'm not.
I believe the last time the Cubs played the Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball, Jake Arrieta threw a no-hitter.
Ooh, is that right?
But you're going to get your ass paddled in front of a national television audience.
Well, you just swept them here. You think they're not going to want a little payback?
they can want everything they want. The pressure's off the Cubs.
And by the way, Arrieta stinks.
He's bad.
Listen, he's...
Yeah, and water's wet.
He is what he is. Yeah.
Should have kept
water's wet.
Is he 5-8? What is he now? Either one. It's the same crap.
He stinks.
Hey, Lester and Arrieta, it's the same crap.
By the way, you know who's having the best season of his career, speaking of the old guys, Kyle Schwarber. And he got off to a brutal start.
He's got 18 homers.
Schwarber's last 6 weeks have been pretty damn spectacular.
18 homers.
If I'm the White Sox, I'm calling the Nationals.
I told you to do it in the offseason.
I agreed with you. I didn't disagree.
We talked about it when he got DFA'd.
I was always like the 2 guys they should zero in on were Jock Peterson and Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber, where would you play him?
Where would you play him?
White side all the meat that. And not get Schwarber.
I always said that. Those would be the two guys they go after. They did go after Jack. Jack wanted more of a chance to play every day. The Cubs were offering him that. That's why I think he took less money.
By the way, it'd be nice if he runs out of pop-up next all time right. rather than trudge to the dugout while it's in the air.
But didn't Schwarber sign a one-year deal?
He did. Right? 1 year, I mean, $10 million.
The Nats aren't going anywhere with him right now. Like, I'd call the Nationals and be like, hey, we could use some left-handed power.
You where would
and
you
why don't
play
you ask
him,
where did you play Neil Hudson on top of it?
Yeah. And he's leading off.
We got Jake Lamb. We don't need Schwarber.
He's leading up.
Aloy will be back in August. We're fine. Where would we play? Put him on the bench?
Well, Tatis is good.
Wouldn't you do that?
I'll take Alexi.
What, Schwarber?
No, Schwarber and Daniel Hudson.
Oh, sure. You just need to have more. Yeah, no,
you
no
need
question.
Another arm.
Merkin, you like that one?
What's he laughing at?
Well, Jeter's good, but I'll take Alexi.
Yes.
Who do you take over? I'm going downstairs.
That's it. I'm going down to check on him.
That was Sylvie.
That was Sylvie.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. You run the show.
Waddle's like, where are you going,
I'm
going
to go check on him. Stoney Tickle.
So good. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, see you, boys.
All right, Hoodie, I'll see you in the morning, kid.
Kick us out, York.
Time to go.
Okay. Again, tonight, I'll be at the Howard Street Inn in Niles, 6 to 8. Last two spots to join Hoodie and I in a skybox for the Cubs at the Brewers on June 30.
Swift.
In Milwaukee.
Yes, in Milwaukee. Hey.
Luxury motor coach up there, ready to roll.
Yeah. Road trip.
Second favorite baseball ballpark in the Midwest.
Next two?
Wrigley.
Oh, guaranteed.
Guaranteed rate.
It's easier for me to get to Miller from the house than I can Wrigley, you know?
I got you.
Yeah. Out of here. See you in the morning. Carmen Yurko next.
Take that.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hope everyone had a great weekend. Wonderful Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope it was nice. Fun times watching the U.S. Open, a couple of games, 7. Wasn't so much fun watching Chicago baseball this weekend, certainly not for the Southsiders, but it happens. Even very good teams sometimes embark on a 3 or 4 game losing streak. It's the longest of the year for the White Sox. They did lose to an outstanding baseball team, one of the best in the league, clearly the best offense, if you ask me, in baseball, even without Alex Bregman. I mean, they're better with him, of course. It hardly matters with that offense. They're locked in right now. As a White Sox fan, I'm so sick of Michael Brantley. I'm sick of seeing him when he was an Indian in the division torment the White. I'm so sick of watching Michael Brantley the great professional hitter that he's been over the course of his career. Yurko, I've had enough. I had enough this weekend. I'll be honest, I watched a lot of other things, too, this weekend. I didn't necessarily zero in on the baseball as much as I normally would have because there was so much fun stuff going on.
Basketball going on.
A lot of basketball, a lot of primetime golf. I mean, Saturday from like 4 till about 7:30, my wife took the kids out to run some errands and, you know, took them to a movie. And I was like, I'm not going to lie, this is kind of glorious. Like, I sat on the couch and I watched
and didn't move.
Primetime golf. Yeah, like, and then I watched game 7 that night, and it was like, that was a hell of a, now that's a Father's Day weekend, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was awfully nice. Watched a movie with the kids yesterday in between of all the sports action, the new Disney Pixar movie, Luca, which is now streaming on Disney Plus. That was fun.
What's that, about $47?
Disney Plus? It's like...
No, not Disney Plus, just the movie itself.
No, it's if you have Disney Plus, you can stream it for free. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's nice.
The Disney Plus is probably $47 for the year, though, or something like that.
Well, it's not that bad.
No, it's not so bad, yeah. So watched that with the kids yesterday and just had a wonderful weekend. But, yeah, it was tough for the White Sox. Like, I mean, it happens, right? Like, sometimes you have weekends like that. They're beat up. They're missing some key components. And I think in series where you're playing really good teams, if you don't get the great pitching that you've gotten all year, and they really didn't, other than Rodon on Friday night, like, you could struggle. I mean, they couldn't go blow for blow with Houston this weekend because their offense just
it was rough.
Yeah, and it just wasn't there.
It's not there.
I don't know what else to say about it.
And that's what you have, and that's fine. You're going to run into a buzzsaw every once in a while.
Yes.
Now you got to find a way to recover.
Maybe the Pirates are the perfect elixir for that next 2 days.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You bring Pittsburgh in, man, everything will get right. Everything will get right for the Southside squad. I myself had a great weekend also.
Yeah, you had a festive wedding.
Wedding at Olympia Fields Country Club. We played the Olympia Fields North Course on Friday.
Great course, man.
Shot 91 that day. Dude, feeling good.
Look at you.
So, no, it was a great weekend. Great weekend. One of my relations, Ivana Vukojevic, married my buddy, Matt Bitkowski.
How about that?
It doesn't get better than that, does it? Absolutely perfect festive event. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. The weather held off, and then the chaos yesterday with the weather.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
My heavens.
It was get to the basement at about 11:30 last night, you know, where I live. The tornado touched down, I guess, South Naperville, made its way through Woodridge. Hopefully everybody out there is okay. Saw some of the footage this morning on TV. Yeah. I mean, the damage looked pretty severe. And my phone kept going off, and then... When you hear the siren in the town, TV's going nuts, and they're saying, hey, you better take shelter if this is where you live. And I'm like, I woke up, my wife, she was asleep, and I said, hey, we got to get in the basement. And I'm not, I like never do that. She goes, what? I said, yeah, the phone won't stop going off,
this
and the TV's,
sound
and the
good.
Sirens are blaring. It's like, get the kids up, get the dog, go into the basement. Yeah. They slept there the rest of the night.
Did they?
They fell asleep. They were on the couch sleeping. They're like, I'm like, well, all right.
You left them.
Sleep here tonight, I guess.
I'll go back upstairs and I'll assess the damage.
That's it.
Yeah.
And luckily there was none by us.
And hopefully everybody's okay. You know, property damage, you'd be able to replace that, but you hope everybody's okay.
Absolutely.
That's what you're looking for, Carm.
Yeah, you guys were cooking a whole cow.
I mean, barbecuing.
Whole bull.
A big old bull yesterday.
Looked delicious.
Well, they started at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. on Saturday night going into Sunday morning.
Right.
And I just saw a picture of the carcass with all the meat gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened overnight. So the whole 800-pound bull was taken down.
Starts to render.
A lot of hungry Croatians.
A lot of hungry Croatians. Yeah. That looks spectacular.
Yeah.
You guys know how to throw a party.
A lot of moonshine, too. A lot of grappa. But this came from the byproduct of wine.
Grappa.
Loza. So isn't the byproduct of wine for the Italians grappa?
It is, yes. It's like the leftover.
We call it Loza.
Yeah.
Man alive. It didn't feel good coming up at about 11.
No.
I'll tell you that for sure.
I don't know that it feels good going down or coming up.
Yeah, it didn't feel good coming up, but hey, we're all fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Great weekend. Not so much for our baseball teams. Not so much for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
But good times. Great times for the Milwaukee Bucks, our neighbors up north. They're happy little campers.
They're happy. There was a story that Travis Wacker, who works here with us in our promotions department, and he's from Milwaukee. He's a huge Bucks fan. He said he didn't know how true or not it was, but he, as a big Bucks fan, he said he read something over the weekend after the near miss for the Nets that Kevin Durant's shoe size, like when he go, you know, like when he's buying shoes or when he's wearing sneakers just for style, when he's not playing basketball, he wears a size 17 shoe. But for some reason in games, he likes to have a little extra room, and he bumps it up to a size 18. If he were wearing the size 17 on Saturday night,
he hits the three-pointer.
The Nets are probably in the conference finals.
Yes.
Because that's how close it was. Right. Like, he was inches away from walking that series off, so to speak. It's a tie game.
In regulation.
In regulation.
Yeah.
And the Nets proceed to score a whopping 2 points in the five-minute overtime. I think KD was just sort of exhausted from all the minutes he did play the last couple games. James Harden, I give James Harden credit for trying to play. He obviously can't play right now. James Harden was awful. I mean, he was flat out in every possible way awful. He can't move. He can't get by anybody. He can't turn the corner. He can't accelerate. He can't jump. He has no lift on his jump shot. He missed shot after shot. I think he shot 19% from distance in the three games when he came back. Like, I do give him, I honestly do, and I know people have a problem with James Harden. I give him credit for realizing the severity of the situation. They knew they weren't going to get Kyrie back, and he said, well, I have to at least try. But he was so god-awful, and there is just no, and once Blake fouled out, there is just no real offensive choice.
Joe Harris missed three.
Terrible.
Wide open threes in overtime.
He was terrible the entire series other than game one, right? I mean, like, he was awful. He's another one. This is a guy that's led the league in three-point shooting two of the last 3 years. I mean, he was god-awful. And he's not going to create a shot for himself anyway. I mean, he's just not. Like, they don't have anybody without Kyrie and with a one-legged Harden that could not move and get by anybody. once Blake fouled out, there is nobody on that team that's getting his own shot. Nobody. And KD still almost beat them. It was an inch. It was if that.
Do you think if they had won that game, won that series, that they could, you would still make them the favorites?
I don't know, I kind of agree with you, Merk. Like, without being whole,
and
if
Kyrie was done, right? He's done for the.
They were whole, I don't think there's anybody in the league that can come close to beating them right now. Like, and I'm talking, I mean, in the current situation, like with LeBron and, you know, AD being out, and with Kawhi being hurt and maybe not coming back, and I mean, the Atlanta Hawks, they're a great story, but come on. Like, if they were whole, I don't think anybody's coming close to touching them. I don't. But they're not. And this is part of professional sports. And why anybody would think Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant at their ages and with Kyrie's history will stay totally healthy for a full season in the playoffs, why anybody would think that, I might question. That's what they're going to have to hope for. I mean, they put this together with those hopes, but nothing in Kyrie's history tells you he'll ever be fully healthy. And Kevin Durant's now, what, 33? Is that about right?
Yeah, 32. I think
32. Yeah. You know, it's like, I think KD looked like a man who realized they missed a golden opportunity in a weird year. And had they been healthy, I think they would have walked to the title.
Was this year less weird than the year before?
I'd say more weird.
I don't know. The weird year was last year. I know, they came back with a truncated schedule and everything that was going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is less weird.
Boy, the injuries, though. Like, Donovan Mitchell was never really right. And now Kawhi's hurt. And Jamal Murray gets hurt, you know, in March or whenever it was and can't play. And I think it diminishes the Nuggets. And, you know, Embiid has a meniscus. I give Embiid credit. I mean, like, playing on a busted-up meniscus, you know, and having to play a lot and be his team's only hope for big stretches. 312-332-3776 is the number. Speaking of Embiid and speaking of the Sixers, it's already started, and I want to put some of the rumors put them to bed very, very quickly and how it relates to our favorite basketball team in town. We will discuss that a little bit coming up next. A big week for the Bulls. The draft lottery is, I think it's tomorrow, is it not? Pretty sure, or maybe it's Wednesday. No, it's tomorrow. It's the 22nd. So big week for the Bulls. Will they hold on to that number 4 pick? Will they be sending it to Orlando? We're going to find out in about 36 hours. 312-332-3776. That's the number for Carmen and Yurko.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Happy Monday. We're on Twitch today and every day. Twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app. Search ESPN 1000 Chicago. So many ways to watch and listen. And the newest way is ESPN Chicago and White Sox baseball, now available on HD radio. How about that? HD has been around for like 20 years. And we finally are like, hey, we should get an HD signal so people in the loop can actually listen to us. You know, AM, I don't want to get too technical. AM, the signals kind of bounce off the ionosphere. They go goes up and down.
Amplitude.
And up and down. Yeah, right.
Amplitude, F stands for frequency mode.
See, look
amplitude
at your
mode, frequency
and so
mode.
And so FM is line of sight, basically. But when you're bouncing the signal off of the atmosphere and it comes back down, when you get in areas where there are mountains or, say, buildings in a big metropolis like Chicago, you usually don't get the signal very well. There's too much interference. Right. Well, now you can listen to us on HD, FM HD radio, 100.3 HD2. We are there for you now.
Not to get technical, Carm, but say one sine wave. You know what a sine wave looks like. Mm-hmm. Just like that. That's it. So the amplitude mode is how high do you go? But it's always one sine wave within that frequency. Frequency mode is they can fill a bunch of those waves inside of one.
You just dropped some like serious knowledge.
So thank heavens for calculus, kid.
I mean, that was really good.
I'm here for you.
This is my partner, ladies and gentlemen.
It's how we do it, guys.
I mean, what else can I say?
It's how we do it.
That was really good. By the way, people on Twitch and on Twitter were very pleased that you didn't miss a beat during the points bet read when I said, you know, when's the only time you don't want to be fast? Yurko knew instantly.
Right,
I mean, there was no thought involved.
Oh.
I turned to him and he said, in the bedroom. And yes, bedroom. That's it. That's the only time you don't want to be fast.
When the good kid broke his maiden.
Yo, well.
When the good kid broke his maiden.
To say fast, I mean, you were like a Ferrari that
if day. If I was riding a bull at a rodeo, I would not have heard the bell.
No,
okay?
Me neither.
And so that's 8 seconds, guys.
Yeah.
8 seconds. I would not have ridden that bull. I would have been thrown off the said bull. So, but it happens.
I don't know that the gate first would have opened the first time, to be honest with you. I mean, it was awfully quick.
Oh, man.
You know, when you're 18
you
or whatever.
You
got to
speak in code here because we're still on during the day.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, anyway. We're all right. This is something we're going to save for Unhinged.
We'll do that on Crosstalk this week. Well, we talked about Little Silverman, in swim class in freshman year of high school. Maybe we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll
this
talk
week.
About that.
So this was last night. I want to take you to last night. There's about, I want to say, like 3.5 minutes left. And I thought both games seven were very enjoyable and very fun to watch this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night. So last night, there's about 3.5 minutes left. Philly's at home in its building.
They've blown 25-point leads. They've blown 19-point leads.
In game five, they blew a 25-point lead.
Yes.
But here they are in game seven. They're down two, all right? They're down two in the fourth quarter. And Ben Simmons, who, for all of his flaws, and there are plenty, is at all times one of the best athletes on the floor, right? We'd all agree?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to argue that.
I concur.
One of the best athletes on the floor at all times for all of his flaws. And he has a wide-open dunk to tie the game, and this happened.
Simmons, they cleared out for him. Back his way in. Spins on Gallinari. Gives it up. Oh, he's right there. And a foul as Thybulle goes to the basket. Boy, Simmons, uncontested, had a layup, but he leaves it for Thybulle. He'll make something out of it and is headed to the line.
Well, but that's when you know that the game is in your head. That's a dunk for Ben Simmons right there. You got it. And I know you got it to Thybulle. You got the free throws, but Ben Simmons, you got to shoot that shot. Be confident.
Thybulle would go on to split the free throws. I mean, it's inexcusable. And it is the sign of a player who the game is completely in his head. He's a mess. He doesn't want to shoot the ball. Tom Haverstraw tweeted it last night. He took 3 field goal attempts in the fourth quarters of this series. They played 7 games here. Seven fourth quarters.
That's less than a half a shot a game.
He took 3 field goal attempts. That's right, Yerk. He didn't take one in the last 4 games. This is Ben Simmons. This is your second best player making $35 million a year. He didn't attempt a field goal in the fourth quarter of the last 4 games of the series. He passed up a dunk. And all you need to know about what's going to happen this offseason in Philly, Daryl Morey's second full season there, Ben Simmons, I would think, is gone. And you might say, how the hell could they trade him? Maybe Portland would finally be interested in saying, you know what, this isn't working the way. Maybe Dame is like, I love it here, but I can't do this. And maybe those are the next 2 big stars to change places. And you see, because the money would kind of work out in that scenario. But the game, and offensively, the game is so much in his head right now. And all you need to know, go back and watch it. If you didn't see it, go back and find the highlight and watch Joel Embiid's reaction. That's all you need to know. Like, the experiment's over in Philly. Joel Embiid couldn't believe it. He's at the top of the key, and if people on Twitch can see me right now, I mean, he literally went like this. I mean, he couldn't believe what he just saw. And then he walked up and he said something to Ben Simmons. Like, it's done. The experiment is over. And I don't know who's going to save Ben Simmons. It's not going to be the Bulls. Let's stop.
It'll be a sports psychologist. I see
a lot of people, especially my friends on the West Coast, saying he'd be a perfect fit for Golden State because he doesn't need to score. He's going to have Clay. He's going to have Steph.
Which contract do they unload?
I don't know.
That's why Portland makes sense to me. Like, if Dame Lillard decides this offseason, I can't do this here anymore. I want to win. Like, my legacy is at stake. I love Portland. I'm beloved here. But I want to win. Like, does he say, you gotta get me out of here? Like, first of all, the idea that the Bulls could even entertain it is silly because who would you trade? What would you trade? Sign and trade Zach LaVine? What would be the point of that? I mean, like, there's no possible way the Bulls could somehow absorb the $150 million left on Ben Simmons' contract, nor should they want to, quite honestly. You just saw it. This guy won't shoot the basketball. He can't make free throws. He won't shoot threes.
It's a problem.
And I don't want to. I don't know Ben Simmons. I don't cover Philadelphia sports. I don't want to accuse him of not wanting to get better. I'm sure he does. I'm not accusing him of not trying to become a three-point shooter. He won't take threes.
I bet you in the gym he can drain like 20 in a row.
I don't know, Merk. I mean,
all these guys are great shooters. It's what happens when they get in the court.
Maybe you're right, and that's why you should stay as far away from Ben Simmons as possible. Trae Young has no fear.
Yep.
None. And you saw that, and you have seen.
Trae Young from anywhere.
From anywhere, no matter what his stat line looks like, no matter the moment, road, home, it doesn't matter. You saw it in Madison Square Garden.
Shooter's got
to
shoot.
When he was bowing to the crowd. You saw it yesterday when he was 4-for-22 and then made a 30-footer and gave the crowd the business. Like, that kid does not care. He is not afraid. That's what you want. You do not want a guy that could go 4 consecutive games and not attempt a field goal in the fourth quarter in a playoff series. Stay as far away as possible. Caesar's in Elgin. What's up, Caesar?
Hey, guys. I just want to say that this has been the best playoffs in NBA basketball I have watched in years. You got Trae Young, Devin Booker. They put their hearts out on the line, man. They have so much hustle, and they just give you 100%. They don't quit at the end, man. And just these game sevens are so awesome. I just want to say that Trey Lance and Devin Booker are the future of the NBA right now.
Trey Young.
And I just think that it's just the best playoffs we have seen in years.
Maybe that's because there's more uncertainty than normal, Caesar. You know, like there's a little bit more craziness happening.
You're right. You're right. And I like the fact that it's a toss-up who's going to win this year, because there's not these super teams left other than, you know, the Clippers. But, you know, Kawhi is just Kawhi, and you can't really depend on him, nor Paul George. But it's a toss-up this year, and that's what makes it interesting.
Thanks, Caesar. Although Paul George did play pretty well yesterday. I mean, Devin Booker was just better. Devin Booker's arrived.
What did I tell you about playoff basketball?
You love
NBA
it.
NBA playoff basketball.
Yurko loves it.
Well, I tell you, if I don't see a thing all year, I'm fine. But NBA playoff basketball, you make sure that you sit and you take it a little
while. It's been pretty good. Are you enjoying these more than normal? 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko.
Stream ESPN 1000 easily on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Well, Yurko picked John Rahm to win, and John Rahm won. Congrats.
We should have listened to Yurko.
We should have listened to Yurko. Yeah. Although the odds on Rahm weren't great. What was
they
it? About
10-1.
10-1, I was going to say, yeah.
10-1.
Rahm's got game, man. He does. You know, we knew it was only a matter of time probably before he won an Open. He's going to win a couple of these, I would think.
I don't know if he fell under criticism for, you know, getting COVID, then, you know, being asked to leave the tournament after leading by 6 shots. I think, though, some may have given him some crap. And I think that's the ultimate motivator, where he just said, the hell with it. I'm going to come back the next tournament I play. I'm going to blow everybody out of the water, and that's the way that's going to be. And he did, which I kind of like.
A couple cool things from the tournament. John Rahm said after the round, I don't know if you saw what happened, I assume you did, on 18, where he hit his second one in the bunker.
And the play out of the bunker was brilliant. It was a guy who... he totally understood the moment, right, Merk? Like, he didn't do anything stupid.
Right.
He wasn't going to go at the flag because of the danger of potentially then putting that ball in the water. So he's just like, I'm going to throw way out right of the stick, hope it comes back a little, and then I'll stand over a putt and I'll make it. And he did. Like, it was brilliant.
The cool thing is he said he remembers Lee Westwood missing that putt in 2008. Oh, Lee Westwood had the same putt as he did.
No kidding.
Yeah, on the 18th hole. So he knew which way it broke. That's some golf knowledge right there.
I would say so. I mean, how old was he in 2008?
Well, he's 28 now, 27 now.
I mean,
that's
13 years ago. Good for John Rahm, man.
Yeah, I mean,
and he becomes the fourth Spaniard to win.
And I thought it was very cool. I don't know if you remember when Phil won the PGA. One of the first people to greet him, Tim Mickelson, Phil's brother, was John Rahm's coach at Arizona State, and then his agent for a while.
Yeah.
So John Rahm is a huge fan of Phil. And as Phil was walking off the course, one of the first people to greet him was John Rahm. So Phil, you saw yesterday, pulled up a chair for John Rahm's wife, and they were sitting on the driving range watching John Rahm hit a few balls as Louis screwed up on 17. Mm-hmm. And then Phil was there to greet him and congratulate him after he won yesterday. So that was cool.
The leaderboard was pretty awesome yesterday. I mean, the top 10 on the leaderboard or 12 on the leaderboard as they were, you know, in the final hour and a half of play or so in the back nine was spectacular. I mean, it was all the big names. You know, Bryson, for whatever reason, 10, 11, and 12 killed him all week, right? And it killed him again yesterday.
Wheels came off.
He's still the best thing for golf. He is.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, whether you like it or not. Bryson needs to constantly be in these tournaments and to be playing well and to be doing Bryson things. There's just something I think that's kind of captivating about him. It's, you know, whether the Happy Gilmore.
It's not the goofy hat.
No, it's just like the idea that I'm going to get up and hit it harder and farther than anybody else.
Bash it.
He's got to be the guy. I don't know what the ratings were like. I was just trying to look for that.
We haven't got the preliminary ratings yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll
waiting for those to come down the pipeline, guys.
Yeah,
but like the overnights, they call them in the industry, kid. The overnights.
I don't know what the buzz was like. I'm not sure. I know we like golf, so we were watching. It wasn't prime time, but you had a couple of other major things going on. I mean, when you start getting into games seven of the NBA playoffs, like that's kind of a big deal. And I think there was some certainly Saturday night. There was some bleed over into that because the golf was on until about 8 o'clock local time. So I don't know what the ratings are going to look like. Rahm's a big name, and I think that's good. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good weekend of golf. I enjoyed it, and congrats to John Rahm. And I liked that leaderboard. And our guy Xander came close. Was kind of hanging around for a little while, but didn't have a great Saturday.
Did not, and it was really never in contention on Sunday.
Boy, that poor guy Richard Bland, is that his name?
Yeah.
Boy, that was tough to watch Saturday. The back nine. This is the English guy who's kind of a cool story, I guess. Like, he's been on the tour in Europe for
over 450 events. And
older gentleman, right?
Yeah.
40s.
I think, yeah. And he's been playing forever, and he never won up until this year. Like, he just recently got his first win. And, I mean, I never heard that name. And after Thursday and Friday, he played great. You kind of knew the wheels at some point were probably going to come off. And, oh, boy, did they on the back nine on Saturday. Those are always a little bit tough to watch.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Russell Henley fell apart a little. And
he fell apart as well,
Hughes, he knew it was going to happen at some point.
I would think Rahm's going to stock a few of these up over the next couple of years. Because
he's got always the game competitive. For it. You know?
Always. Always,
Rahm,
always.
You know, Rahm, Koepka. Rory, like, once a year will compete. You know what I'm saying? Once a year, I'll see him.
I don't. Like, I thought yesterday was a great chance for Rory to announce, like, okay, I'm still pretty great. I'm back. I'm going to win another one of these. I mean, he's a little bit of a head-scratcher. Brooks is something. I mean, he seems to be in every one of them.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, he's always hanging around somewhere on the leaderboard. He hasn't closed one in the last couple of years, but, like, he's always hanging around on the leaderboard in these majors. Like,
and then
betting top 10, every one. I mean, he's always there.
Yesterday morning, I was telling anyone that listen, I'm like, DJ's making a run today. And he was terrible again. Yeah. What's going on with that guy? He just.
Well, unless he's completely on, it just looks like he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, unless he's completely on.
Right.
And then everything he does seems, it touches with gold.
Yeah.
But when his hot stick is going, you know, the flat stick.
Yeah.
When the flat stick's his hot stick.
Right.
Good. That's when he can make noise.
By the way, you guys remember that at Conway Farms, John Rahm stopped by. If I pushed him a little harder, he would have been on the air with us.
I'll never forget. Yeah, we were there when the BMW was happening a couple of years ago. We were there
2018?
For the Pro-Am, give or take,
maybe 2017, 2018.
And there's John Rahm coming, but we were right by the players' entrance into...
That's where I asked Brooks Koepka to come out with ice cream all over my face.
Correct.
Yes. Koepka looked at you like you were a goofball.
Yeah.
John Rahm, I think, at one point even picked up the headset.
He hit me on the shoulder and he said, hey, what are they talking about? I said... Put the headphones on. And he put the headphones on. He goes, they're talking football. Adam Schefter was on. And
yeah,
I said,
where Schefter was
I
on.
I said, yeah, go pick a mic up because I don't know anything about football. I said, who cares? And he was like, nah, I don't want to interrupt him.
We'd asked him about soccer.
Yeah.
We could have talked to him. Tell him we'll talk to him about soccer.
Talk to him about his homeland, about ASU, about all kinds of things.
All types of things.
By the way, if I can give a quick shout out.
Do whatever you want.
Thanks. Wooden Bat Tournament this weekend in Deerfield, always a fun event. And for the first time, Brett's team, 14U Red, now won the Wooden Bat Tournament yesterday. 11 innings.
Wow.
Over Lincoln Hills, a great game.
Wow.
So, and Brett had the game-winning hit. It wasn't a great hit. It was like a roller in the shortstop. But what did he do, though?
He put the ball in play.
You want us to get Dan Rohn on it?
He didn't strike out.
So he wants to get Dan Rohn on it.
Send
a film crew up.
That's always great. I mean, your kid has the game-winning hit for the in the ship.
That's fabulous.
Has your daughter done anything wonderful this past weekend?
She's leaving for camp in two hours. So
wonderful. You can't wait to have a great time at camp. Get rid of her.
No, are you kidding me?
You can't wait to get rid of these
children.
What do
they do at camp? They like swim and fish and
activities.
They don't fish.
They don't fish. I can't believe you've never heard. You're not a big overnight camp guy.
Never.
It's the thing to do in my area.
I went to Camp Kishwaukee, kid, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Boy Scout.
Never once went to an overnight camp.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, up there, beautiful, close to Rockford.
Is that right?
Oh, we had a ball. Wilderness survival. You ever been thrown out into the wilderness and just got to survive?
No.
Oh, we had a good time. That's where I earned my nickname, Festivities. Yeah. Oh, boy, as Boy Scout, you did a lot of things. I mean, that's why it's great to join some organizations, because it forces you to be uncomfortable. It puts you in an uncomfortable situation.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
It's a little bit uncomfortable when I had to sleep in the pub tent with the scout leader,
it
too.
It sounds a little uncomfortable. This sounds like an SNL skit with Canteen Boy with Adam Sandler and Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Be careful. Sir. All right, 312-332-3776 is the number. Talking NBA baseball from the weekend, which was not good for our beloved Cubs and White Sox. And the big news that broke late in the day Thursday that we have yet to talk about surrounding our Chicago Bears. And could they potentially be on the move? We'll discuss when we come back in 2 minutes.